We are learning Masechtas Babasra Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Hanu Beitrei Tavchi. There was the two butchers, the Avdi and Yono Bahadi Adodi. They made up a deal between them, and some have a girsa, not Beitrei, just all the butchers. All the butchers made up with each other. The Choman, the Ovid, B'yoyim, the Chavrei. So they made a day, every day someone else sells the meat and shechs the meat. And they made up that whoever does on the other guy's day, which means Reuven does it on Shimon's day, so they give him a knas, a penalty. Nikru l'mashchen. They're going to rip up his hide, because that was the extra money they made from shechting an animal. They're going to rip up the mashchen. That was the deal they made up. Everyone made up together. Also chaz benayu. Oba the yoyim v'dechavrei. What happened was, one of the butchers didn't listen, and he shechted on the other guy's day. V'yoyim v'dechavrei. Karul Amashke, so the other butchers went ahead and tore up his skin, the hides of the animal, to give him a knas, a penalty. Also, look at the Rav, came to Rava, Chayivinu Rava L'Shlume. Rava says that whoever ripped it up has to pay for that R, because there wasn't a good tonight. This thing they made up was not a good tonight. Right? The Gemara, Isver, Rabbi Yemir Bar Shlami L'Rava. It says before that the city get together, make up prices, make up midois ulhasia al kitzoisam, which means they can enforce with knosos their takanos. So that, and the Rosh explains, and the other Rishonim Nukhi Yosef, that when it comes to something like that specific to a certain industry, the industry people are like the Bnei Eir. I'll read the lashon of the Rosh. Mekan the chol bali umnis yecholin lahastos bneiim. All the people from that industry can make a tanya together. They're called the Bnei Eir. So here, it's why did Rava say they have to pay? They made up a deal. Everyone made it up. And it says, you can enforce your takanas. And here, I was a Bnei Eir. There's all the industry people are called Bnei Eir. So Rava didn't answer. Amra Papa Shap Avad Lehad Le Midi. Rava was good, they didn't answer. And it was good that Rava said that you were not allowed to rip up the R. Why? You can make up a tnai, you can make up a rule with if there's no Adam Choshev in the city. If there's an Adam Choshev in the city, if there's a Rava in the city, the industry people cannot make up a takana without asking that Adam Choshev, without doing it in front of that Adam Choshev. So it means there's a limit to this halacha. Taka, like the Rosh says, Mekan kol abali umnes can do it, but Zok the Rosh, va'odim choshen arim dafka goyim rava, so he wrote you, manik be'ir. Va'filu kol b'nei ear, even the whole city, lav kol kuminayu lahasnois im loy medas odim choshen. You need to have the das odim choshen. Now what's the reason? The Rishonim speak out, the Ramban says, the reason why you need odim choshen is because you don't want a monopoly. If just the industry people get together, and they don't ask the Adam Choshev, they're going to make up, yeah, and we're charging $30 a pound for the meat. And no one's going to stop them, we're all moving together. So therefore, we need the Adam Choshev here also to keep them grounded. That's one of the reasons. Another reason, that's the covet of the Adam Choshev. But like upon them, this whole thing, they can make out the corners only with the permission of the Adam Choshev. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Mechashvim B'Tzedakah, Im Gabi Tzedakah, V'loi V'Hegashim G'Zbarim. If you appoint a Gabi Tzedakah, you're not supposed to go over to him and ask him for accounting. He doesn't have to give you accounting. You don't go drive him crazy and give accounting of all the money. And Rishonim speak out. And so, of course, in a case where there's no Reisa, but if you see that some money is missing, you're allowed to do that. But it's just Tamazah, you don't want to say, you know, we didn't give all these talk. I want to see a list. You're not allowed to do that. V'loi V'Hegashim G'Zbarim, not Hegashim G'Zbarim. Huh?
Schools are schools.
Schools are business, and that's a whole different thing. And you pay tuition. Of course, you could do it. It's a business there. Different story. They don't have to. They close down then. A gabbai tzedakah is a mitzvah. Hekdesh also is a mitzvah. You don't have to. You're not supposed to ask them to mechashvim. Even though there's a raya, there's a zechel dava from psukim. Shenema, it says in the psukim. Lo Yechoshu, this is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, in the first Beis HaMikdash with Shlomo HaMelech. So it says over there that the Gizbarim says, Lo Yechoshu es Hanoshim asher yitnu es HaKesef al Yodom, lo seis lo oisei HaMelecha, gibe emuna heim oisim. That's the pasuk says that you didn't, the people who were in charge of the Beis HaMikdash and building the Beis HaMikdash and taking care of the Beis HaMikdash, you were not mechash with them. Now, Rashi is bothered, so why isn't it a first apostle? What's the zecher? So Rashi says, ain't rile dava by Gabi Tzedakah is not a riot. It's only a riot to take Hekdesh. Why? He says, Hekdesh makes sense that you're not mechash from them. Because Hekdesh has a lot of the head of Hekdesh, the Gizbar, the treasurer of the Hekdesh, has a lot of different jobs. He has to give money to the Oysim Alocha, as a payalim. He has to give money for the fencing and for the people who carry stones, for the people who drive the camp, the donkeys, to bring the stones, to buy the Eitzim, all different things, Rashi said. Therefore, Balabai's Torah of Paralov didn't understand, you can't ask him for a accounting. But maybe a Gavik Stalker, yeah, that's the way Rashi learns. Well, it's only a Zechel Dov and not a Raya. Toysus, Tav Toysus learns a little different. Tav Toysus learns, Raya Gemur Eina, the Shani Hosom Shehoyu Tzadikim Gemurim. Like the Pasuk says, Gimemunahim Oisim. There they were Taka Tzadikim Gemurim, that's why. Maybe a regular Gavik Stalker, yeah, my son, we learn out a Zechel Dov, you should not ask the Gavik Stalker for a Cheshbon. Even though you have a gizbar nema and a treasure nema, and still yotzur v'yimna, shenema v'yitzuru v'yimnu, you should still always count your money and wrap it in something before you give it in. And the Mashal says why? Kedei, Dr. Mashal, kedei shlo yehei reshus mazikin v'alehem, because the mazik doesn't have shlita on something that's counted and wrapped, and therefore it's good to count something and give it in to the treasurer. I'm Rav Huna. More about tzedakah. We're going to have next blot and a half about tzedakah, next two blot really, about tzedakah. I'm Rav Huna. Boitkin le'mezoynes vein boitkin le'ksus. If someone comes over to the treasurer, he needs money for clothing, and as other people come, need money for food. So Rav Huna says, when it comes to mezoynes, you check into him, see if itaka needs it. Vein boitkin le'ksus. You don't check into him, because the minute he asks for clothing, give it to him. He walks in with tattered clothing, you just give him the clothing. The boys say mikra, boys say misvara. Some say it's a pasuk, some say it's a svara. The boys say misvara, hokom avazi, holkom avazi. The reason why you give ksus right away is because he's a bezoyin. He's a matzah bezoyin right now. So you just give him the clothing, then you check into him. But shekin bezoyinus, he can wait a little bit. The boys say mikra, or maybe it's pshat as a pasuk. The pasuk says haloi perois lerov lachmecha, and the gemara says b'shinksev. Even if you look at the pasuk, it's really a samach. It's a kukasha, not for now. Haloi perois lerov lachmecha b'shinksev. And with Har Darshan, the word "price" means "price v'hadah havle." First, check into it, then give him the mezainus. And the v'hasam k'siv and the pasuk is vayte kisira orum v'kisisoy. Kisira means you see it right when you see it. Kisira l'altar, you cover it. So that's Rav Huna's shita. Rav Huna's shita is mezainus you check into, k'sus you give him right away. Rav Yehuda amar the opposite. Boitkim l'k'sus ve'im boitkim mezainus. If by you say misvara, but by you say mikra, some say it's a svara, some say it's a, you can say it's a pasuk. By you say misvara, haikum etzarale, valikum etzarale. And myself, hunger is a tsar. There's tsar involved over here. Mashainkin, clothing is not tsar. It's not tsar de gufa. It's a bzionis, but it's not tsar. Right, so we're talking about he has enough clothing. He has tattered clothing. He has enough clothing for he's wearing, you know, a fur coat, but just on an undershirt, without a shirt. That's what it means. He's in a matzav of bezoyin, but he's not cold. He looks like homeless, but he's in a bezoyin, but not the tzar. Economic, they say if it has that, it has both, then kulam be moided to you. Yeah. So by say mekra, by say mesvara. The svara is haikum tzar leva kum tzar le. By say mekra, chaksev haloi perois lerav lachmecha. And we're dashing price without the shin. Perois means la'alta. Right away, you give him. Uki karin, like you read it. V'hasam k'siv k'sira oram k'sisa. It means k'sheyira l'cha. K'sira means you check into him, then you pay him. So we have machlok. K'siv v'tanya k'va z'ed Rav Yehuda Amar. Tanya k'va z'ed Rav Yehuda Amar k'suni. He says, cover me, boit k'moy achrav. You check into him. Panasuni, give me panas, which is food. Ein boit k'm, you don't have to check into him. You just give him the food right away. And like you spoke out, very good, that if it's someone who doesn't have clothing and he's freezing, so he has both milas, he has kimetzarele and kimavazile, then taka, you give him right away without asking. Tanhosa. Ein poichsim la'oni ha'oivim mokoyim la'mokoyim, mekikar bepundyum barbasom besela. When an oni goes through your city, and you're sleeping over in the city, you have to give him enough food for two sudois. How much is two sudois? It's when you figure out that kikar bepundyum arba'sa besela. So arba'sa is 24 kav, because each sa is 6 kav. Besela. So in every sela is 48 pundyun. So it comes out, it's a half a kav per pundyun. And when you have a half a kav, you have to give a half of that to the baker. So it's a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav is how much you give. And a quarter of a kav is actually 6 bayim. 6 bayim is 2 sudas. Each suda is 3 beitzim. So you give, you don't give only less than 3 beitzim, less than 6 beitzim, which is 2 sudas. Lon, and if he sleeps in your city, nois le panosas lina. You give him also a things that needs to sleep. My Rasulina, my Papa, poor, you give him a bed, a base sadia, and a pillow. Shabbos, if he's given Shabbos, nicely, Mazen Shalosh, he was given three sudas, not two, he was given three sudas, if he's given Shabbos. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Imayamachza al Psochim, ein niskakin loy. If he's someone who is machza al Psochim, you don't give money from the kupa. Since he knows, he goes door to door anyway. There's an ani came to town, so for the Pasha Ani, right away, Ani came through your town, you give him two sudas, you give him a bad place to sleep. But if he's someone who walks and he goes door to door, you let him go door to door, and so you don't have to take care of him. You don't have to give him the kupa of tzedakah.
He can give both.
You don't purpose in it. You're right, yeah, no purpose to give him the kupa, he's going collecting.
So, in your town.
Yeah, he gets every week from the kupa.
How much?
A whole week's a supply of food, in money. A whole week's supply. They don't have refrigerators all day. They give money. Huh?
He wants to get from the
Tamkhoi. If he wants to get from the Tamkhoi. He doesn't have. Tamkhoi was for the Ani going through the city. So, here we're talking about, there's no Tamkhoi. There's no Tamkhoi. You give him from the Kupa. So what's the halachas of the Kupa? You take care of every Ani Lamaisa. You'll give him one day's worth from the Kupa. The regular Kupa distribution is a whole week's worth of stuff. But here, you take care of him, the minimum. You give him the minimum. But not if he's going door to door. So who anya da mechaza al psachim? There was an ani going door to door. They also came to our papa. Our papa was the guy with tzedakah. They also came to our papa. Loi mizdakle. Our papa did not give him anything from the kupa. He said he's going door to door. But it looked like also he didn't give him anything to eat for himself either. He didn't give him the door to door. The nation didn't give him either. So only Rav Sama braid Rav Yai leva papa. So really the mashal says he really did give him something from his own pocket, not from the kupa. But people didn't chap that. So only Rav Sama braid Rav Yai leva papa. Imar lemizdakle. If you don't give him anything, in a shachrin lemizdakle. Everyone's gonna think you're not even giving him going door to door. So lemis le shadai. Vatanya. So I vatanya. What do you want for our papa? It's a price. It says you don't give him if he's a chazal psachim. I'm late. In his kakam tana ruba. The kupa should give him a small matana. Because people are going to think, if you don't give him the kupa, people are going to think that he's not trustworthy, don't give him. And no one's going to give him door to door. So it means you don't give him a matana ruba, but you do give him a small matana, at least something, in order to show that he's trustworthy and people will give him tzedakah. At least a person should give a third of a shekel for tzedakah for a year. It means he doesn't have any money, and even if there's no anim around, that's what the taichmer will la'ulam. Even if there's no anim around, he should be mafresh it. He should, or give it to a different city. Give it to Ir Acheres, the Ritva says. Give it to a different city. Make sure you give a third of a shekel of tzedakah a year, minimum. Because they really ask, what do you mean third of a shekel? It says you have to give meiser. The allows you to hold you have to give meiser. So what do you mean? So he says no. Meiser is when you have aniyim in your city, but here you have to go to a different city and find the ani at least to give a third of a shekel a year. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, ve'he'omadnu aleinu mitzvois losis aleinu shlishis hashekel b'shana la'avodis beis alekeinu. This is talking about the beis hamikdash that you should at least give shlishis hashekel b'shana la'avodis beis alekeinu. Yeah. Omar Rav Asi, Shkula Tztaka Neg Kol HaMitzvahs. Tztaka is Keneg Kol HaMitzvahs. Shenema V'Hamidein Olein HaMitzvahs, Loshon Rabim. Mitzvahs, Kanei LaMitzvahs, so you see, Tztaka is Keneg Kol HaMitzvahs. It's a new thing, it's Keneg Kol HaMitzvahs. We had in Parashat Shalach, three mitzvahs that are Keneg Kol HaMitzvahs. The Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, and Tzitzis. Now we have another one, Tztaka, that's Keneg Kol HaMitzvahs. The Dav Shema Pasuk. Omar Rav Laza, Godol HaMa'aseh Yosef Min HaOseh. The one who collects the tzedaka is bigger than the one who gives the tzedakah. Shenema says in the pasuk, "Vayemaiseh tzedakah shalom, va'avodas tzedakah hashkei vetach ad olam." And Rashi teaches, "Vayemaiseh tzedakah." What's maiseh tzedakah? Say, "Vayat tzedakah shalom." What's maiseh tzedakah? That means you're collecting from other people. That's called maiseh tzedakah. That's the highest level. And happens that Rabbeinu Gershom learns in the words of "va'avodas tzedakah." That's what's referring to the maiseh tzedakah. Zocha, if someone is zoicha and he has good mazel, so then haloi parois rav lachmecha, be zoicha to be the one giving out tzedakah. He's going to give out food to the aniyim. Loi zocha, he's not zoicha, aniyim merudim tavi bayis. He's not zoicha to give tzedakah. You know what happens? Aniyim merudim means mamshelos roimi. Rashi says aniyim is also from screaming that people come and collect money from you. That's what it means. You're not zoicha to give tzedakah. You know what happens? The government will go take it away from you. I beg you. Give tzedakah to each other. So in order to have shalom malchus, because if you don't give tzedakah, the metzias is that they're going to come to your house to collect, and they come to your house. The government's going to come collect. So give tzedakah, the government won't come. When Mizuzu Kayim ever gave a machsa shekel, and with that, they got a chelik in the karbonis, and they got a kapara. Achsof shein bisim megish kayim, im oisim tzedakah mutav im lav boyer v'chav nitl mizraya. But now no bisim megish kayim. If you do tzedakah, that's like makom kapara, makom karbonis, so you'll have a kapara. Now the goyim will come take it. V'af al pikein, and even the goyim take it. The Gemara, interesting thing. Now, what has that considered tzedakah? The Marshal says, because the goyim take from you, you're spearing the aniyim, the taxes. They take the tax from you, then you might see you're helping out the aniyim indirectly, and therefore, it's considered a tzedakah.